Blog Talk Radio.
Kinds of ghosts. There's the residual ghost that is like stuck in a timeline continuum, and it's just like an energy burn, an instant repeat, you know, like a civil war or a murder. It runs all the time because it's such a traumatic thing that it instant repeats all the time. It's like a hologram etched in the timeline continuum. There's also the intelligent ghost that will interact with you. Like, for instance, if you're redoing a house and it's haunted, they're going to want to know what you're doing. So they're going to come and see what you're doing and wonder how you're fixing the house and everything. There's also the land ghost. That's a ghost that is attached to the land, not really the house. It's a land ghost. It's been there forever. Like sometimes in an apartment building, you'll see an 1800s ghost. And another thing is, why do you think sometimes you don't see their feet or their legs? A lot of times the ground has gone, it was higher, and then the ground has went down throughout the years. There's also a ghost that's poltergeistic, and that's usually attached to someone who's real aware, or children. Anybody that's psychic or aware is going to have energy that can be expanded out, and they don't even realize it. You know, and if you're aware, you're going to have ghosts. Also, if you're aware, the ghosts are going to come to you and want your help. So that's how that works. Because if they see your light, and they're going to come and they're going to talk to you. So it's like, it isn't really that you're haunted. Your house is haunted. It's you, because they're coming to you because you can feel them, see them, sense them. You know, just because I say see, you don't have to see. And two, it's not nice to provoke them and stuff like that, because, you know, they were once human. They're just without a body, so be respectful of them. And everybody has a house ghost. It'll hide your keys if you're not supposed to go somewhere, get your attention, or disappear stuff and have them reappear, you know. And when they're doing that, you just have to sometimes yell and say, hey, bring that back, you know, excuse you. But you also have they're not really ghosts, but you have wood sprites and little fairies that are around your home too, because they're part of the earth, because today's earth, they might as well talk about them too. And have you ever closed your eyes and saw pink lights, blue lights, green lights? That's the fairy realm. Or out in the woods, you see little red energy. That's like sprites. Or also trees give off red energy. Like, have you ever been hugged? I call whenever you get hit by a tree branch, it's usually a tree giving you a hug. So I wanted to let you guys know that. And two, sometimes you'll have, they aren't really ghosts, you'll have your ancestors come in and out throughout the time, like if a grandfather or grandmother or whatever, they'll let you know on anniversaries or holidays that they're around, like by moving pictures or knocking things over gently. They aren't destructive, but they'll just get your attention. Or you can, they ghosts, you can be, know they're around because of smells, like grandma's smell, like if your grandma smelled like baby powder, you can smell baby powder or a certain perfume. Or if an uncle wore old spice, you could smell that. Different signs, cardinals, sign a person is around, pennies, dimes, quarters, nickels. That's how a ghost will usually let you know they're around also. So many, many ways. So I'm going to take my first caller. Okay, I'm going to go 201. Hello, 201.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Do you have a ghost story you want to share?
I don't.
Do you have a question that you want to ask?
Yes. I'm calling because I'm thinking about, I'm looking into a different position at work, and I want to know, what do you see with regards to that?
I see more of a lateral move for you.
You see it being positive? I haven't done anything yet. I just...
Yeah, you need to apply. You aren't going to do anything if you don't apply. You think about it, but you don't do it.
No, I just realized that there was an opportunity today.
Yes.
So I haven't done anything yet. And I'm wondering if I should
go for it and apply.
I'm sorry?
Go for it and apply.
Okay. So you see a positive outcome?
I can't promise you anything. You know, I'm not God. But, yes, you have the credentials.
Okay.
And they're hiring from within, and you're within. They're hiring within company.
Yes. Okay. I'm going
to
do that then.
You need to apply for that.
All right.
Any other questions?
You.
You're welcome. Okay, 860. We'll that call. Hello, 860.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Do you have a ghost story to share?
I don't.
Okay. What's your question?
I have a question. Do you see me in a relationship with this person named Jay?
No.
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 Okay, so do you see somebody else?
There isn't anything there, you know, it's like wishing and hoping. Yeah, you got to remain open, and you got to throw away your list of what you don't want because you're too pickified. You're picky.
Okay.
You're bypassing a whole bunch of people. And, yes, you're going to have an opportunity. And if you're asked to go to, like, a barbecue or a gathering or a blind date, go.
Oh, when is this? Like, you see this in May? I think I'm
no.
going to one.
Well, go. Say yes.
You
say
the barbecue?
But there's going to be men that you wouldn't even look at. Give them a chance.
Okay.
You know, even if they're a bald, they have no hair, even if they don't have any hair, give them a chance.
Okay.
Because you might end up with a baldy as a cue ball.
Wow.
Oh, well.
Okay.
He's a nice guy.
So you see me at this
I didn't say that'd be the person that you'd be with at the party. But I see you eventually. When you get with somebody, they're going to be bald as a cue ball.
Oh. Okay.
So when you get with a long-term relationship, this person will either shave his head or not have hair. Or he has no hair, you know, so he's bald. You're going to be with a bald man.
Okay.
But he's handsome.
Okay.
You know, you'll probably be in a long-term relationship. You're going to date, but you have a chance to probably meet him by fall of this year.
Okay.
You know, but like I say, don't negate, because you have a list of things that this man's kind, considerate, sweet, only like 3 years older than you, and he looks like he hasn't been married. Well, there you go.
Okay.
And he's a good height, you know. He's not like a tall drink of water, but he's like 5'11", and he's handsome. And he has chocolatey, chocolate brown eyes.
Oh.
So there you go. That's not like what you've been looking for. Oh, well.
That's funny.
Any other questions?
Yes, you did. You definitely answered the question. You said no right away about the other one.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you. Good evening. You too.
And I can be contacted privately. 561-333-5367. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to go for 216. Hello, 216. Do you have a ghost story to share?
No, I don't.
You guys haven't been reading. What's your question?
My question is, what do you see in regards to a relationship for me? Is there one coming soon?
I feel like you're going to meet somebody that you knew a while ago and rekindle a relationship. And he's free and over 21.
Okay. I ain't no cougar now.
No, like I said, it's somebody that you know, and if you'll rekindle an old romance. Or
wow.
somebody that you wished you would have been with but didn't pursue it. So it's like someone that you couldn't be with because you were busy with somebody else or something. That's what it feels like, and you never could get in synchronization, but now you're in synchronization.
Okay.
And it looks like you're going to hear from a friend of a friend, oh, I heard from blah, 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 and you know, oh, you know, we're going to have a gathering, and then you'll both be there, and then there you go, and then, you know, it feels like somebody that you know.
All right.
And it'll happen this year. It looks like fall time. Do you have any connections with Ohio?
Not lately, a while back, but there's
something to do with Ohio, and it's going to probably be in August because they're showing me you're up north because there's like white corn on the table. They're doing like a barbecue.
Really?
Yep, and you're sitting out on the picnic table with all the flies. And you have maple trees. Wherever you are, there's maple trees.
Okay.
And it's very green, and very lush. It is in Florida. Florida don't have real trees.
Mm-mm.
So that's what I see in August. So you have a chance for that.
Okay.
And you'll probably remarry in 2023.
Really? Yay!
Well, there you go. But you got to have a relationship first. You can't just pick somebody out of the grocery store line and say, you'll do.
I know, right?
I hope that was helpful to you.
Yes, it was. Thank you.
All right. And like I tell everybody, I can be contacted for readings privately.
Okay.
Okay. My number is 561-333-5367. Thank you.
Oh, you're in Palm Beach?
Yep.
Oh, where?
Royal Palm. Yep.
Oh, I'm right down here next to the VA. Okay.
Okay, well, there you go. All right. So
all righty.
If you want to approach, give me a call. All right.
I will.
All
right.
Okay. 520. Hello, 520.
Hi. Do you see me and my significant other working it out?
It is doable, but you both have to work at it together. Quit throwing each other under the bus.
Okay.
If you guys want it to work, you're going to have to scrap all the stuff that happened before and start fresh.
Okay.
And you both have to build trust with each other because you both hurt each other. There's hurt on both sides. But nobody's
really
perfect. Each one, well, emotionally. You both have horns and crooked halos.
Well, he's done big bad.
I know. But you aren't ready to let it. You're going to bitch and howl until you're good and tired of being good and tired, but you ain't good and tired yet.
Do you
Does that
pick
make
up
sense?
That he's? Yeah. Do you pick up that he's sincere?
Well, he does stuff, does shitty things, and then does good for a while, and then falls ass over tea kettle down the hill.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what to tell you on that. I'm not a that's beyond my scope.
So,
it's up to you, sweetie. But you don't feel done yet.
Okay. All right.
Well, when you're done, you're done, but you ain't done.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
All right.
Okay.
I guess
I hope
so.
Well, if you were done, you'd be done.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying
no,
to talk
right.
in riddles.
No, I hear what you're saying. Yeah.
One of these days you're going to have a blazing epiphany, but you just haven't done that yet.
Okay.
You know, and you're a good person.
Just move on.
And you're going to have, like I say, an epiphany to where you're like, okay, I don't need to keep doing this. The definition of insanity is doing the same action, expect different results. The results remain the same.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
No offense, ma'am.
No, it's true. Gosh, no, you're right. You're right. So on his part, it's just not going to change, though.
Well, you think?
Okay.
You know,
okay.
So you have to look at it, and then when you're ready, you'll do it. But until then, you won't.
Okay.
But I think this year you're going to, like I told you, you're going to get your epiphany.
Okay.
But epiphanies don't last long. Okay, hon. Thank you. Okay, let's see. 858. Hello, do you have a ghost story?
Hi, Kelly. How are you doing?
Good.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Okay.
Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Just 1 second. The dog here is barking. I was wondering if you see like a serious love relationship, like a partnership, and maybe with someone that I know already. I reconnected with this person.
No, it isn't anybody you know.
Huh?
You're going to have something new.
Is this?
Haven't even met them yet.
I haven't met him? Okay.
Nope.
When do you see that they'll meet him?
Totally new coming in.
Huh?
You have something totally new coming in, and it looks like end of summertime.
Okay.
Like July. End of July.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And this person. This person has salt and pepper hair, looks like. And I think you're going to be with a Welsh Frenchman.
With what?
He's Welsh and French.
Oh, Welsh and French, okay. And
I don't know
that
I'm hearing. And you'll meet him through an acquaintance, and it looks like it's through a male acquaintance. And this man has, like, green eyes. Square jaw.
Do you have a name or something?
No, hon. If I don't get a name, I ain't going to tell you I got a name. Sometimes I get one, sometimes I don't. But be open because you got a potential coming.
So it may turn into something long-term?
It could. It's between you and him. That's why it's called dating.
Well, I reconnected with someone just recently, but I'm not sure if things will work out.
You know, that's why it's called dating. You're getting to know each other.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
And you're going to enjoy this person. I see you meeting on the mental level and then talking and you got to be attracted, too. I see you being attracted on all levels. So isn't that nice?
Yeah. It is nice. It would be very nice.
You are going to have a relationship. You are going to get married. You aren't going to be solo forever.
How soon this will happen?
I feel like it'll happen when you ain't looking for it, because it's sort of like a butterfly. If you chase a butterfly, it ain't going to land on you. If you sit still, it will land.
I'm not
Makes
really
sense?
Looking, but nothing has happened. I'm not really looking at this time.
Well, You're gonna have a relationship, no problem.
Okay. Okay.
Anything
thank
else?
You so much, Kelly.
You're welcome.
No, that's all. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Hello, 954. Do you have a ghost story?
Actually, I have one that my mom has. She swears she
okay.
has a ghost in her house. And she was sitting in their room watching TV, and she had a bag sitting on a box, and it just lifted up and fell to the floor. And several months after that, she's had a couple little odd things. She told me she actually seen the ghost standing right in the doorway.
Neat. Was it male? Or it was male, wasn't it?
She says it's a guy. I asked her if she could tell if it was male or female, but she couldn't tell. But she says always refers to it as a guy. She swears
well, it's a guy.
She wants to move. She wants to move, and
oh,
she
it's
says
not gonna,
keeps.
It's not going to hurt her.
No.
It's a land ghost.
Oh no, she knows that, but she doesn't like where she's at, and she's been wanting to move for a while. And she tells him all the time to knock it off. I know this place is a pain in the butt, and I'm looking to move. I just haven't found anything, so stop.
And he listens. He shuts up.
Yeah. Then he bugs her every once in a while, but she'll have, like, little things just move, you know, and she knows it's him. She's not afraid of him. She, you know, they've never, he's never done anything, but she knows he's there.
That's neat. Thank you for sharing your story. Everybody else didn't share nothing.
Oh.
So, do you have
time
a question?
For a question?
Yeah.
Sure. How about anything that you see in finances, inheritance, job, anything financial?
Well, I see that you could get called for an admin job, an office
okay.
admin job, and you've applied. So, and it looks like it's for like a major company that's solid. So you're going to
okay.
get a call on that. And it, you do have a little inheritance that could be coming to you. I don't know from where. That would come to you within the next 10, 11 months. So within a year. So there's an inheritance around there. But I don't know from what or who.
I hope it's enough that I can do something with it.
You know, well, I don't know. If I don't get it, I'm not going to tell you that. And then
right.
your husband get a management job.
That would be awesome.
You know, I see him up for management.
Oh, that's good.
And that's coming up real soon. He's going to get a call within the next 3 weeks.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
He better not be traveling when he gets that call. He better be home to get it.
You know, but there is a call for him.
Because he's going to be doing,
so,
he's going for a little trip, and I don't want him to miss that call.
Oh, he won't miss it. It'll be all right.
Well, good,
he needs to go on
doing...
that trip. He needs a vacation anyway.
I don't think so. I don't think he needs that vacation.
Well, but he's also taking care of family business, too.
But that family business is none of his business.
Huh?
That family business is none of his business. He's been told to butt out. You can't keep telling somebody to butt out and dragging them back in. So draw the line. My opinion, it's none of his business.
So what else you want to ask?
That's it. That was good. I hope. Thank
well,
you.
Well, I see that. And I see the admin and then like a little tiny inheritance coming for you. So that's good. That'll help. So.
That would be freaking awesome.
And you're going to feel better. You've been feeling all poopified, so you're going to start
oh
feeling
my God.
Better.
That would be a good thing.
And you're going to start resting better. So
that would be
I want to tell everybody
thing.
Thank you, and we'll see everyone in the future. And have a
thank
good
you.
Night. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.